her places as insinuate herself. She had unconsciously taken a natural talent for liking people and developed it into an occult science. Granny Weatherwax did not doubt that her friend already knew the names, family histories, birthdays, and favourite topics of conversation of half the people here, and probably also the vital wedge that would cause them to open up. It might be talking about their children, or a potion for their bad feet, or one of Nanny's really filthy stories, but Nanny would be in, and after 24 hours they'd have known her all their lives. And they'd tell her things, of their own free will. Nanny got on with people. Nanny could get a statue to cry on her shoulder and say what it really thought about pigeons. It was a knack. Granny had never had the patience to acquire it. Just occasionally she wondered whether it might have been a good idea. "Curtain up in an hour and a half," said Nanny. "I promised Giselle I'd give her a hand."
"Who's Giselle?"
"She does makeup."
"You don't know how to do makeup."
"I distempered our privy, didn't I?" said Nanny. "And I paint faces on eggs for the kiddies every soul cake Tuesday."
"Got anything else, have you?" said Granny sarcastically. "Open the curtains. Fill in for a ballet dancer who's been taken poorly."
"I did say I'd help with the drinks at the soiree," said Nanny, letting the irony slide off like water on a red-hot stove. "Well, a lot of the staff have buggered off 'cause of the ghost. It's in the big foyer in half an hour. I expect you ought to be there, being a patroniser."
"What's a soiree?" said Granny suspiciously.
"It's a sort of posh party before the opera."
"What do I have to do?"
"Drink sherry and make polite conversation," said Nanny. "Or conversation, anyway. I saw the grub being done for it. They've even got little cubes of cheese on sticks and stuck in a grapefruit. And you don't get much posher than that."
"Gitter Og, you ain't done any special dishes, have you?"
"No, Esme," said Nanny Og meekly.
"Only you've got an imp of mischief in you."
"Been far too busy for anything like that," said Nanny. Granny nodded.
"Then we'd better find Grebo," she said.
"You sure about this, Esme?" said Nanny.
"We might have a lot to do tonight," said Granny. "Maybe we could do with an extra pair of hands." "Pause. At the moment, yes."